Welcome to the Wellbeing Scriptures for today. Our motivation in this podcast is to be wealthy, healthy, and wise, based on God's Word, which gives life to our mortal bodies. I am MBA, your host on this podcast. We're reading from the Modern English Version for this episode and for the rest of the week. And so we start with health scriptures. Isaiah 33:24. The inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. The people who dwell there shall be forgiven their iniquity. Isaiah 40:29-31. He gives power to the faint, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Jeremiah 1:12. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Jeremiah 17:14. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are my praise. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health to you, and I will heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man cares for. Joel 3:10. Beat your plowshares into swords, and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weakling say, I am a warrior. John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and destroy. I came that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly. John 6:63. It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words I speak to you are spirits, are life. Proverbs 4:20-22. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their body. World scriptures. Joshua 1:5-7-8. No man will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will not abandon you. I will not. Be strong and very courageous in order to act carefully in accordance with all the law that my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn aside from it to the right hand or to the left, so that you may succeed wherever you go. This book of the law must not depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may act carefully according to all that is written in it. For then you'll make your way successful and you'll be wise. 1 Kings 2:3. And keep the charge of the Lord your God, walking in his ways, keeping his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do, and wherever you turn. 1 Chronicles 22:13. Then you will prosper if you carefully observe the statutes and the judgments, which the Lord commanded Moses for Israel. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid or dismayed. 1 Chronicles 29:11-12. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For everything in the heavens and the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you exalt yourself as head above all. Riches and honor flow from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to strengthen all. Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he exists, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. James 1:17. Every good gift and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no change or shadow of turning. 2 John 3:2. Beloved, I pray that you may all may go well with you, and that you may be in good health, even as your soul is well. Psalm 71:21. They sow fields and plant vineyards and yield a fruitful harvest. Psalm 107:37. You will increase my greatness, and you will encircle and comfort me. Well-being, order. Romans 6:12. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death. And just as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans 8:1. There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit that lives in you. Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Habakkuk 3:19. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hind's feet. He will make me walk on my high places. Colossians 1:9-11. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, and that you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, pleasing to all, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, enduring everything with perseverance and patience joyfully. Thank you for your time again today. Please subscribe to this podcast and invite friends to listen to God's word, which has the power to heal and restore any broken pieces in our lives. We'll see you again tomorrow.